Nocturnal Passage is an oil-on-canvas painting, finished in 2009 by realistic painter Harvey Dinnerstein. Dinnerstein was born in 1928 and grew up in Brooklyn, New York. He attended the Tyler Art School in Philadelphia with the goal of becoming a classical painter. Dinnerstein was part of a group of recent Tyler graduates who rebelled against the prevalent modernist and abstract expressionist styles by painting disturbingly realistic pictures of still lives. When I saw this piece, I was surprised it was hanging in the 2021 gallery. It looked like a classical painting, with its large size, simple frame, and meticulous attention to detail. However, looks can be deceiving. The setting of this piece seems more modern, with flames flickering through dark clouds on the left and a soft pink sunrise on the right. My eyes were caught by the elderly woman sitting in the front of the boat. Her eyes were piercing, and they seemed to stare at me while hinting of sadness. If you look closely, you can see how matted and uneven the texture of her face is. The artist must have taken a long time to carefully construct the perfect expression for her. It can be inferred that the six people on this boat are fleeing from the fire and toward the sunlight. This possibly symbolizes their hope for a better life in a new home, or their desire to escape their past. From one point of view, they could be refugees or immigrants. I participated in Model United Nations this year, and my council looked at many resolutions that had to do with the refugee crisis. The decisions we made impacted refugees as a whole, without considering how they could affect individuals. I think that we hear about refugees and immigrants so often, they become just words. This painting made me think about how behind those words there are people, each with their own story and reason for leaving. A detail that caught my eye was a shadow of an eagle in the background, with a snake clutched in its talons. There is an Aztec legend that states when a tribe saw an eagle devouring a serpent sitting on a cactus, they should build a city on that site. At that place, their gods would make the city thrive. I believe that this symbolizes a new beginning for the people in the painting, as it did for the Aztecs. At first sight, the mood of this painting seems dark. As you look closely, you can see small spots of light, such as the glow of the lantern, the sunrise on the horizon, juxtaposed against the shadowy, billowing clouds and murky water. Could these glimmers of light symbolize hope for these people as they head toward an unknown future? This has been Emily Guo with another Bulldog Podcast.